You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I hope you guys have been enjoying your summer and that it's been a busy one. It's been a really busy one for me. I've been traveling a lot, doing a ton of things, so I am sorry for the lack of episodes I've been posting, but don't worry, it's gonna pick right back up again so soon. Starting with this episode, we have some more interviews on the way. I can't wait to share all the music that I've been listening to this summer for my travels, for I just got a new job, so there's just been a lot going on. So my apologies again for the neglect here, but I'm super excited for what's to come and all of the features and episodes that are on their way. This one is a special one. I'm sure you guys know her. It's Isabel La Rosa. You definitely know her song, I'm Yours, or maybe her newest one, Eyes Don't Lie. She just got off of tour with Nessa Barrett. She's been killing it on TikTok, social media, and everywhere you can stream music possible. I'm really excited for this Friday feature, so let's get into it.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Isabel La Rosa. Isabel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm so glad we were able to chat. I know you have so much going on right now, so let's just jump right into it. Eyes Don't Lie, tell me everything.
Oh my god, thank you. It's really, Eyes Don't Lie, honestly, I'm so excited about. It was honestly such a weird, like, I really didn't expect it to, you know, happen the way that it did, but I'm so excited and happy that it did. It was kind of like the same formula as everything, it kind of like had its own life that I really didn't expect. I literally posted videos and took them down, and then like a few weeks later I saw like this huge edit and I was like, wait a minute, what's that? And then it started to blow up with edits, and I didn't even like, I had no videos up on my page, so it was just really like, it was so cool to see something move like that. But I mean the song's very personal to me, and I'm really, really excited that you know, that was the one.
Yeah. I mean, I just had to start there because the song is already skyrocketing. People are loving it. Like you said, it's all over TikTok. It was all over TikTok before it was even released officially, which is insane. But I feel like that just keeps happening with that app. And obviously, TikTok has been such a huge part of your career. That app low-key scares me. But am I still on it? 100%. Yeah. It's an interesting thing. I still don't really understand it. But again, I'm kind of always on there. With musicians, it's even crazier. I know, you know, you had a couple videos on there, and by a couple, I mean like hundreds before you saw the attention and credit that you really deserved. Did you ever think about giving up on that application and being like, I'm just going to do my own thing, like screw this TikTok thing? Or were you really dead set on, I'm just going to keep promoting my music and making videos and hopefully it does go somewhere, and if not, whoever sees it sees it?
Yeah, no, completely. It's like, it can be so like demoralizing after a long time to just continue to post and like nothing happen. Especially, this is hilarious, but Thomas, my older brother, who's also my producer and we write everything together, and my friend Ari Abdul, who we write with, and Thomas produces all our stuff, so we're like a whole little group. You know, obviously, like, I've known Ari for a long time, and Thomas is my brother, and when I started posting on TikTok, like, Ari had already gone viral just for, like, thirst traps, and then Thomas was like, hey, let me try that out, and then Thomas starts going viral for his thirst traps, and then I'm the one who's, like, posting my, like, the music and shit like that. It wasn't working, and I was like, yo, what am I doing wrong? So it was just kind of, like, it can be super just discouraging to, like, post for so long and not have anything go, especially when you like see things moving around you and they're like, okay, like what am I doing wrong? But I just think it's about making tweaks and trying different things and trying different music. And like, to be honest, you have to be very like, you have to be really precious about your music, but you also have to be not precious about your music, because I don't know, if a song doesn't work, it doesn't work, and it doesn't mean that it won't, and it doesn't mean that it's not an incredible song. It's just sometimes it's not meant for TikTok. Like, I still release music that doesn't really do well on TikTok. It's just like, a balance of things. But it can, I mean, it can be like the greatest thing ever, and it can be like it sucks sometimes. But I'm very grateful for it.
That's so funny that you mentioned the thirst traps going viral and then, you know, you struggling, because that's what it's so weird. The app is just so freaking weird. Like, I see something and it has like 3 million likes. I'm like, what am I watching? What is this? It's like a ball rolling down a street. I'm like, I don't know what is going on. And so many other artists have said the same thing. Like, oh, I'll be messing around at the piano and come up with some crap and it gets like millions of views. But then the song that I take forever creating and I'm like, oh my God, it's perfect. I'm putting it on TikTok, it just flops. So the app is wild, but I'd love to hear your take on that, just because I know it's been, you know, a crucial part of your career. I know you mentioned your brother Thomas, you know, you guys did the tour with Nessa together. Working with your brother, that's something that is very unique. Obviously, Billie Eilish and Phineas, you know, they do the same thing, but now Phineas makes his own music as well. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that? Will Thomas, do you think, break off and do his own thing? Oh, is he not a singer? Oh, he's doing that?
Uh-huh. And it's working.
Wow. So how does that work? Do you guys fight? Are you really good working together? And I know now that you said he is making his own music, I wasn't even aware of that. How's that going to work? Do you guys still plan on still working together always and touring together? Or would you be comfortable breaking apart from that? I know I just threw 300 questions at you.
Oh, yes. No.
But just so interesting. Tell me about, you know, the dynamic between you guys and kind of balancing both of your careers.
No, completely. I mean, Thomas is like always, I mean, I've been writing with Thomas since I was, I mean, since we were like little kids, since I was in like elementary school and he was in middle school. And it's always been like, I always wanted to do what he did because he was started to write songs and like that was cool. And I was like, oh, I gotta write songs now. We just grew up really, I mean, we've always been just even, you know, not relating to music. We've always been incredibly close and never really fought that much. And of course, like there are times that we fight about things. Like it's just natural. Like it's a very stressful thing to do, you know, that closely with somebody. But I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And he's like, I mean, I really would not be where I am without him, like by no means. And I'm so grateful for him every fucking day. Like it's really incredible to work with him. And it really just brings like another perspective in, because sometimes like if I'm writing by myself, like if I'm stuck, it's helpful to have like just another perspective that I really trust. And same goes for him. You know, we're able to like assess things from both angles. But I mean, there are going to be times that we disagree on things and, you know, whatever, we're siblings, you know. But I mean, I'm so you like really, I recommend, I mean, his solo project is amazing and it's doing really well. I'm so like, I hear all this stuff that he has in the vault and it's crazy. And I'm very, very excited for his own stuff. And I mean, we're going to continue to work together for as long as possible. And I don't think I could ever really imagine not working with him.
No, that's great that you guys really get along. So yeah, definitely we'll check out his music. That's so cool. And like I said, I know you toured with him. He came along with you for Nessa's shows. I actually went to 3 of those shows.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I loved your set. She killed it too. Of course, it was so crazy, and the crowd like absolutely loved you. Her fans are just amazing, and they really just absolutely loved you. Like I've never seen, and I was even telling my boyfriend this, an opening act where people were just so into it. Usually people are like, you know, getting drinks on their phone, the bathroom, nobody knows the lyrics. I mean, it sucks, but that's just kind of like, you know, it's the reality of an opening act. It's like, okay, who is this? But the screaming, they knew all of your lyrics. They were so excited to be there. You know, people were like going so hard for you as the opening act. I was like, wow. Like, what is going on? This is insane. How did it feel to be up there and just feel that support? And obviously, how was it to be on tour with Nessa, who's like one of the biggest artists right now?
It was really, I mean, I it was such an amazing experience. I'm just very, very grateful that she wanted to bring me on that tour, and she's the sweetest. And you know, I mean, I think that we have a very like similar audience, and people that, you know, like the people that go to Nessa shows are most likely gonna know my stuff. And it was just a nice like built-in thing that I know that we're not too different so that people are going to be like, who is this, you know? But it was, I mean, I was not expecting, you know, any kind of reaction. Like, I think the first night people sang the lyrics, I'm Yours, and I was like, yo, what is going on? It was really, it was like genuinely insane to see every night. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. Just like the people that showed up to the shows are the coolest people, you know, and the most supportive and like kind people that I, you know, I would go to the merch stand and I would talk to everybody all night, and they're like the sweetest people and, you know, like just the kindest people. So it was really, really cool just to be able to meet everybody. And like, I met so many people over social media that like I had known over social media, but I didn't know in person. And it was just, it was a really, really amazing experience. And it's really tough to like, it's tough to beat that, you know? But I'm really excited for all the, you know, the tours in the future, but it was such a crazy introduction to touring. I'm very grateful for it. And she's the best. So I'm very happy that I was able to be on that tour with her.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And I think I know what the answer is, but you know, you obviously had your little set up there. And like you said, these fans, they loved you. They knew like every single song. It was insane. But what song did you enjoy performing the most, whether it was just seeing the reaction from people or hearing the lyrics sing back to you? I'm almost positive I know what this is, but which one did you like performing the best every night? Which one did you look forward to?
I mean, you know what I'm going to say, but I'm Yours, definitely. Honestly, as a second, it's not even my song, but I Kissed a Girl was so fun to perform every night. Like, I had so much fun because everybody knew the lyrics. But I'm Yours was definitely, it was just really, really cool to, you know, have that song come on last and hear everybody's reactions. And, you know, I don't know, just it was just really, really crazy and cool every single night to see like the same intensity every night in different cities, which is absurd. Like, I really don't know how that exists, but I mean, that was really incredible. I Kissed a Girl, honestly, was so fun, so fun to perform. I love performing that song. So, you know, we did some fun things with it throughout the tour. But it was great. I think the hardest song is, Heaven. That song is brutal, but I love it. It's just tough to sing right before I'm Yours. So that's my full answer.
I knew it. I knew it. But the added answers were also great. I remember one of the New York nights, I was coming back from like the bathroom or getting a drink or something, and you were like just starting I'm Yours. And I swear I lost like a significant amount of my hearing. I was like, holy crap. Like, I just heard like this high decimal screaming, and I was like, what is going on? And then I'm like, oh, okay. All right. This is where we're at in the show. Cool. Like, that's how I knew what the song was. But I mean, I don't know. I'm biased. I feel like New York probably had the best energy. Some people may say it was LA, but
New York was crazy. New York shows were especially fun. It was, well, I'm really glad that you knew what song it was. That's a really positive thing to hear. Nessa came out on stage for one of the shows, which was so fun. It was just a lot of really fun moments in New York. And I mean, I'm like, I lived in New York for a long time. And so it's really personal to me. So I'm just really, really cool. And they were so cool in New York.
Yeah, I don't even know what capacity that venue was under those two nights, because I've been there for sold out shows and it didn't look like that. I was like, I don't know how anyone's breathing in here, but we're all going to be great.
Those like scare me. Like, they really, like, people need to just make sure that they're careful and they drink water, because I get anxious in crowds. I can't be in like pits for too long. Like, it really, like, which is hilarious, but I get very like crowd anxious. I, you know, it really, really is cool to see people like line up at barricades and things like that. I'm like, that's really like, that really means a lot. Just the coolest crowds.
That's insane. Does another tour date stand out to you where you're like, wow, that energy was insane?
Honestly, so okay, this was like a whole experience. But Utah was insane. Like, I've never, like, I don't think I've ever seen the pure like intensity that Utah bring. Like, I was like, oh, holy shit. Like, but the unfortunate thing was that I had like a violent fever that day, and I was like, oh my God, it was so bad. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like they all like it was they when I told everybody to jump, like they all jumped and it was so cool. But I was like struggling to like, yeah, I was seeing stars, you know, like but it was a great show and they were such a cool crowd. But I mean, the last day of LA was so cool. Really all of them, but Utah especially, I was like, you guys go crazy, to be honest.
That's insane. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever heard Utah. I mean, maybe it's just because they probably haven't seen much in a while. No. So they're ready to party. But
no, they shut up. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
Jesus. Yeah, I haven't heard that. One time someone gave me like a crazy place, like Minnesota or something. I was like, people go there? Like that's crazy. So I'll have to add this one to my unlikely powerful cities for shows. Seriously. Utah. Okay.
I was really expecting, but it was very fun. I wish I didn't have a fever because I feel like the crowd, like they really feel how you're feeling. So if you're not on like 110%, they can, you know what I'm saying? Like they kind of feel that energy.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
95. And it just kind of like, it was just unfortunate for that show that I was not feeling it. But it's okay. It was still a great show, and I was still very grateful for their energy, you know.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. I think they're all grateful that you even got on the stage. Most people would be like, time to go to my Instagram story and be like, sorry, Utah, can't go on.
You know, I'm like, but, I don't know. I'm like, you know, if I got to, like, walk off to, like, throw up or something, like, I'll do that. But I'm getting on that fucking stage.
That's great. People will remember that. People are always going to be like, wow, she went up there sick. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy.
No, completely. It just wouldn't be right for me to not at least like give it a shot, you know. If I'm really that sick, I'll get off stage, but like, you know, up until that point, I'm getting on the stage.
Totally respect that, and I think that's the best thing to do. People will remember that, so that's great. And kind of going off of touring, obviously Nessa being the first tour you ever did is insane. Like that's a crazy milestone in a career to open up for someone that's also skyrocketed very quickly and now is probably at one of the peaks of her career. Now you have your own EP out, you have your own really, really diverse and huge group of dedicated fans. You know, is there anyone else you would want to open up for that you're like, you know what, I feel like our fan bases would mesh well similarly to how they did with Nessa?
Honestly, this sounds like such a, I know that it's always been a dream to open for like a Melanie. Melanie would be, I'm such a huge fan of her and it would be so cool to open for her. And I feel like our audiences are very similar, or like, I know the neighborhood is, I think they're on hiatus right now. But they would also be a dream to open for. They're so cool. Really, those artists would be, it was such a dream. And honestly, like, I really, you know, I want to do, like, a headline tour. Like, my goal is to, like, sell out a headline tour. But if I had to open for two artists, like Melanie and, you know, the neighborhood, really crazy. And I'm such huge fans of them. And that would be such a dream.
Yeah, those are some good picks. And speaking of the headlining tour, are you planning on doing any pop-up shows or like a mini tour? You know, I know you had this EP come out. So are you looking into any of that for this year or kind of maybe next year? Or not sure.
I have some stuff that I'm not going to say possibly for next year, but it may not be completely headline, but I'm not going to say who the other person is. So, but like possibly hinting at some kind of co-headline, maybe. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I'm not going to say who it was or when it is.
Interesting. So we'll just let everybody guess until you crack and tell us. Yeah. Okay, we have that to look forward to. Now, I got to talk to you about these streaming numbers, which are absolutely insane. So right now on Spotify, you have nearly 8 million monthly listeners. Which is crazy. I always tell people, like, think about that many people in a room. They wouldn't fit. They wouldn't fit in a stadium. They wouldn't fit in 10 stadiums. So what is that like? And then seeing on top of that, the songs, I'm Yours, 150 million streams plus, and this is Spotify alone, and the other ones just casually in the tens of millions. Like, do you ever look at that and you're like, what the fuck? Or are you kind of immune to it? Tell me about that.
I mean, like, it really is, like, absurd if I actually, like, I think that it's, like, a thing where at some point you kind of get, like, you just see, like, a number. Like, it's hard not to just see a number and be like, oh, that's what I'm used to and what I know. But, like, when I actually think about it, I just can't imagine. I don't even know how that, like, happens. Like, I think that sometimes, like, I don't know whether it's called imposter syndrome or something, but, like, I feel like it's hard for me to fully, like, I don't know, when people, like, say that they know my music or know who I am, it's like, or, like, if I meet somebody in person that says that they, it's really hard for me to process that people are, like, aware of, you know, either, like, the music or a song or, like, me as an artist or whatnot. It's really, I'm like, wait, hold up, I can't really process it. I don't know how that's real.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody ever looks at that and they're like, yeah, cool. I always have to ask, especially, like, you know, it's not like you've been around for 10 years and you're like, yeah, I mean, I saw really low numbers for a while. And now look, it's like, you know, the song came out, what, a year ago? Here we are, like, came out a month ago. Millions. Like, it just blows my mind every time, like, how many streams people have and how quick it happens. It's just, it's insane. But I know you also released your EP, You Fear the God That Loves You, that came out in late March. Again, people loving that project. Do you think that you would transition, you know, from an EP like that to now a full-length project, or are you kind of on the wave of EPs?
Definitely. I think that an album is something that I really, something that I want to be really, like, careful and precise about, and I really would want to do, like, I mean, any kind of EP or even single or, like, anything is something that I'm very, very precious about and very careful about. You know, Thomas and I, like, how we create the songs, or, you know, I, like, the visuals are so important to me. And I honestly think that I would love to do some kind of album at some point in my career. But I would really want to make sure that, just for whatever reason right now, albums don't seem to, like, they're not the format that tracks as well right now. And I would really want to make sure that if it's something that I'm, you know, we're spending so much, you know, time and, like, care and honestly, like, money and all that kind of stuff, I really want to make sure that it's in, like, the right point in my career and it's the right thing. But it's just, like, it's something that it would be so, I would be so precious about, and it takes so much time and effort. It's absolutely something I want to do. But it's just really about timing and kind of finding the right point in my career to really drop that. Cause I'd want to do, you know, I'd want to do a lot of videos and a lot of visuals and, you know, really make sure I got the concept and just everything about it right. So I think that it's something that I want to be really precise about, but it's absolutely, to answer your question, it's completely something I'd want to do. I mean, it's, I feel like in you know, the artists that I love, they all have albums. And, you know, I think that it's just really important thing about fleshing out, like, a true artist career and not just having, like, a song or anything. But I think just, you know, again, just being right about the timing, that's all.
No, I 100% agree with that. There's nothing worse than an artist putting out an album that you've waited a year for, 6 months, whatever it is, and it sucks. You're like, what did they do? They threw some shit together because they were like, I need to put out an album and it's terrible. And then you're like, well, I got to wait for the next one. I mean, it's happened with some of the best artists around right now where it's like, what the hell were they thinking? And I think it's just the pressure of, I have to put this out or people want an album. So I think you definitely have the right idea there. And EPs are a lot easier to digest anyway. Like, I feel like getting ready for a project, like an album, even as a fan, is a lot. So as an artist, I cannot imagine the pressure and everything that goes into that. So that's crazy. I want to end this with two questions. The first one is, you know, people are still discovering your music, which is wild to me. I'm like, there's 150 million streams on one song. Are there any more people in the world? Like, I don't get it, but okay. Like, I guess there are more people than that. They're still finding it. They're on TikTok. They're like, okay, what is this song? How did I not know about this? Their friends are making fun of them. Like, you haven't heard this song. Then they go on Instagram. They find you. They're like, okay, cool. What's something that you want those new fans to know about you? Like a weird fact that maybe they wouldn't get from just like going on your TikTok.
What's a weird fact about me that people wouldn't know maybe through social media? I feel like there are like many weird facts, but I'm just trying to think about one specifically. Well, I mean, maybe not so like such a weird fact, but like a fact about me that I don't know that a ton of people know is that I'm half Cuban. So a lot of the visuals, you know, I think that revolve around religion. Like I grew up, you know, in it, like being Catholic. So, and Cubans are very, very Catholic. So I'm half Cuban, but I don't speak Spanish, but I can kind of understand it, but not really, like kind of. So I don't think that's like, I don't look Cuban. So I don't think that's something that people would like assume about me from, you know, like I grew up on like Cuban music for so much of my life. Like my dad is obsessed with it. My mom's Cuban. So it's been a really big thing in my life. I do want to incorporate, you know, some of that into my music at some point. But I used to sail. I don't know. I used to like sail, like sailboats, like do regattas, like things like that, which is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
I'm from Annapolis and like it's a big like sailing, like everybody sails there. I did not make it that far, but I did do it. So it feels very out of character for me. Like imagine me steering like a boat, like sitting with a life jacket. Like that doesn't seem right. But I used to do that. It's great. I have a weird fixation with Harley Davidson, but that's definitely something that you can tell from looking at me. So you know, all intriguing things.
So do you have a motorcycle?
I don't, but I want to. I want to because I, oh my God, I have so many plans for music videos, but I gotta learn how to ride it first. So I'm making it happen, but those are, you know, a couple things that
yeah, those are great. Those are great facts. Definitely would never know that. Like, I mean, I don't even think I would understand the Harley Davidson thing. I don't think maybe I just haven't seen it, but that's crazy. And then like the last question I always ask people that typically people want to go really in depth with and then they don't want to get in trouble is what can fans look forward to coming soon? Anything you can tease without your label chasing you?
Well, I definitely a lot of new music very soon. We've been tracking. We just moved into a new, you know, we just moved to LA. We've been tracking a bunch of stuff in our barren living room, which has been wonderful. Now we have a couch. It's great. But, so we're tracking a bunch of things and I'm very, very excited to just show people the new music. But there is a song that we've been working on that I have talked about, like doing something. I've talked about the topic that the song is before and I haven't like fulfilled my, like, you know, what people have asked yet, but I'm not going to reveal exactly what that is, but, it's something that I haven't written about before. It's something that people have asked about. So that's what I'll leave it at. But I'm very, very excited for all the new stuff, but, it kind of like, I'm just really excited to do more visuals and to keep continuing the theme of things that are already built. So.
That was good. That was good. That was a good little mystery. But I'm sure some fans already like know exactly what it is because they're like little detectives. So
I posted on my Instagram story and it was about a comment that a girl left me. And I actually met the girl who left that comment, which was really funny. So that's what I'll give away.
All right, guys, go into the archives. I mean, I don't know. I got nothing on that. That's great. You know, they probably have it somewhere. So someone's going to.
I feel like I know some people that I think would have it. But you know what? We'll see.
They'll have to work together or they'll just have to wait. They're always on it. Well, thank you so much for coming on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting with me. This was so great. I can't wait to hear the new music. Everyone go stream the EP and all of the singles that probably everybody in the world has already heard, but go listen to them 50 more times or maybe 500. And thanks for coming on. This is great.
Thank you so much. I really, really, I really appreciate you having me. It's been so great to talk and talk about everything, but I very much appreciate your time and I'm very excited about everything. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Like I said earlier, I hope you guys are having an amazing summer. I hope you're enjoying the weather wherever you are. I mean, here in New Jersey, it's been raining freaking every day, pretty much it feels like. So that's been kind of shitty, but I think August may be the month. I honestly just can't believe that this summer is halfway or more than halfway over. I never know when the last official day of summer is or when the first official day of summer is. So for me, I feel like till the end of September, you know, ever since graduating, it's been summer. And we're going to go with that. So right now, I feel like we're at the halfway, midway point. We're just going to say that so it doesn't sound like summer's almost over. But again, I hope you guys go out there, enjoy, travel, have a good time, get away from some work, listen to some good music. And yeah. I also obviously want to segue this to thank Isabella Rosa so much for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G as well. It was a pleasure chatting with her. Please go check out all of her music. Follow her on social media. Make sure you're up to date with everything she has going on. She has some exciting stuff in store for her fans and listeners all around the world. And I'm just as excited as you guys to see what's next. That's about all we have for today, folks. Enjoy that summer. It's not over yet. And as always, I'm going to leave you with one final and very important message. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. I still love you.